Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us. I'm on the road today. I'm in Houston, Texas, actually near Houston, in a little place called Kingwood, Texas, and doing a little work up here today. And so if it sounds different, I don't know if it does or not. If it sounds different, it's because it is different. We use a little bit of different technology when we're on the road. So let me tell you about our guest here, and who's just joined us. I told you earlier that Rick Pinion was going to be with us, and he is. He's here. Rick is, as you know, is our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust. Rick's been with us now for a long time. It's many years he's been part of our Brain Trust. We could not do without him. And he's here to talk to us about some important topics that you need to know about your retirement program. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be back. It seems like you're right next door, even though you're in Texas.
I know. And by the way, folks, Rick is the president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services, which is in our nation's capital, and hard by to our nation's capital, I should say, most up in Bethesda, just up Wisconsin Avenue from Georgetown, right around the corner from downtown Washington. And by the way, Rick, it was great to see you last month when we launched AskJim.biz in the Capitol building in April, and I appreciate you showing up for the launch party and the press conference. That was a great event. We enjoyed having you as part of it.
Well, Jim, I'd like to congratulate you. You've done a wonderful job helping small business owners, and I think it was a well-deserved accolade that you got at that particular meeting.
I appreciate that, and of course, you're part of the AskJim group of experts who are providing the information on AskJim.biz, so we appreciate that, too. You know, Rick, as you know, folks, as many of you will remember, Rick is a member of the investment part of the marketplace, and if you're a registered representative, if you work in investments at all, any kind of securities at all, you work in a part of the economy that's a part of the marketplace that is called full disclosure. And as opposed to most of us who work in the caveat emptor, let the buyer beware portion of the marketplace, Rick has to make sure that everything is disclosed. And having said that, he has a little soliloquy he needs to lay on us right now. So go ahead, Rick.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'll get the lump out of my throat here. First of all, I'd like to say discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. The listeners should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through the AIG Advisor Group, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC. And also, the listener should also remember that there's risks involved in all investments, including the possible risk of principal. And so you should be very careful whenever you're investing funds, and discussions in the show should not be construed as specific investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making any important decisions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. And folks, if your financial planner is not dealing with you in a full disclosure way, you might have the wrong financial planners. That's one of the things that when Rick does that on this show, that's instructive for you. That gives you an idea about the kind of full disclosure you should be getting from your financial planners and financial advisors. Rick, I know one of the things you've done recently, you just got back from Phoenix where you were at a pretty significant securities education conference. And what did you learn while you were out there?
Well, Jim, there's going to be some major changes coming down the road that's going to affect the listeners, especially those that are involved in retirement plans. You're going to see, for those of you out there that are covered by, let's say, a 401k, you're going to see some changes in your 401k in order to protect the employer from possible, the best thing you say is to protect them from any damages resulting from problems regarding their fiduciary responsibility to you as an employee. And so one of the things we learned were some of the prohibited transactions, as well as some of the provisions that are covered under this new law called the Pension Protection Act of the year 2006. So that's something
they
want.
Are you saying that this law provides new protections for the employer?
As long as they do certain things which are outlined in the law.
Are you saying that that some employers have been sued perhaps by an employee when they didn't do anything wrong, maybe things just didn't work out as well as they'd hoped, and so they decide to sue the employer because of what happened?
Good point. We'll cover that after the break.
Is that what you... Okay, so that's where we're going with this, folks. So if you're an employer, you need to find out about this new law so you know how well you're protected. If you're an employee, it tells you what you... will tell you what you can do. Rick will, I should say, right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Hey, hey! Happy long
do do gobble do 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 gobble do 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 gobble do 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 gobble do 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 gobble.
We're back at 17:00. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Duke of Earl. Rick Pinion is our guest and our good friend, and he is the president of Pinion Financial Services. By the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. Rick Pinion is... Rick, give us your website while we're at it.
It's, in case people want to reach me, it's www.pinionfinancial. Pinion Financial is one word. If you forget Pinion, just think of opinion. So it's pinionfinancial.com.
Drop the O and you'll have Pinion. Okay, we're talking about the fact that some in the past and probably currently, some employers have been sued, I guess, Rick, because the 401k didn't perform as they thought it should, and the employees decided that the employer was to blame, or at least they wanted to blame somebody, and they sued the employer. Is that what's happened?
Yeah, in fact, yeah, just to kind of digress a little bit about that, like a person would invest in, let's say, a very small company type of a fund within their 401k, mm-hmm. and let's say they were a few years before retirement, and the year was 2000 to 2003, and they witnessed their account drop to practically nothing. They came back and told the employer, you should have given me more education. I don't understand all this stuff. You know, I make widgets here. It's your responsibility to educate your employees in terms of what they should and should not do. So this has become a big problem in terms of shifting of liability.
Have those cases been won by the employees?
Sometimes they are, and that's what scares employers is they try to do the best thing, but just through maybe default they get hooked.
No good deed goes unpunished, huh?
Right.
So there's some new law coming out.
Yeah, the new law says that they now come out with these new things, and you're going to see, for those of you that are listening that have retirement plans, you're going to see what we call either lifestyle funds or target date funds. You'll recognize these because they'll have a date after them, like the year 2020 or something. Mm-hmm. And what this says is that those funds are specifically managed according to the date that a person normally is going to retire. So just as an example, when you're 65, let's say that's the year, and I'll just pick a number, say it's 2020 or 2025 or whatever, they manage those funds fairly aggressively in the beginning, and then they get more conservative as you get closer to retirement, because obviously you can't take as much risk then because you'll be decumulating rather than accumulating. So that's one of the things we're going to see. And the other thing we're going to see is lots of educational materials to help employees sort out, almost like a financial education to help them figure out which is the best way for them to invest.
And that way the employee can't say they didn't get what they needed.
Right. You're going to see more meetings, and you're going to see people like me come in conducting these meetings trying to give you some financial education.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, Jim, it's both good and bad, isn't it? In other words, it's good because the education's there, but it's bad because, again, the government has had to tell us to do something simply because, you know, they're trying to avoid liability.
Exactly. Well, of course, it sounds like, though, this is something that's pretty good. And it's just, I'm glad to see this. I'm glad to see that they're doing some things to protect employers from, you know, trying to do the right thing and being harmed by that,
right?
By not being perfect or whatever. What are some other things that you learned? And by the way, is this new law that's happened? It's going to be happening?
The law was passed August 17th of 2006, but the provisions are taking place in 2007 and 2008, and it affects virtually all different retirement plans and plan participants. Another thing that, Jim, you're going to notice, too, is that there's going to be a mechanism whereby people are automatically enrolled in their retirement plan. Almost like they don't have to sit there and make all these decisions. They'll be automatically enrolled, and that might be a blessing because a lot of the younger people would, and maybe the older people too, would rather go out and buy a new car rather than invest in their retirement plan.
What plans will they be automatically enrolled in? All of them?
Well, whatever particular plan is at work. So it could be a 401k, it could be a profit.
So you're saying if a company has a retirement plan, the new law will require every employee to participate?
It's an employer call. In other words, the employer will be given the mechanism that if they're having problems with participation, for example, they can set up a system whereby when you go to work for that firm, you're automatically enrolled in the plan.
So I can decide as an employer that if I want to, the law gives me the ability to say, okay, and with my company, it is a rule. If you come to work for us, you have to be part of our retirement program.
That's correct. So in a way, it's kind of enforcing people to save and helping them prepare for retirement again. So the person won't come back later and say, gee, I didn't know you had a plan here. Now I'm 65. I don't have any money. I can't live off of Social Security.
Right.
Is to prevent that type of accusation later on.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, and I like the fact that this is protecting, as I said earlier, it's protecting employers, because so many employers try really hard for their employees to try to give them benefits, to give them some peace of mind, to make contributions to these programs, to spend money to help these programs be managed, and it's just unseemly to me for people to try to do a good job like that and then be sued over some kind of technicality.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And the other big thing that's happening, Jim, is there's a new term called fiduciary advisor, which means that certain advisors will hold themselves out as consulting, you know, with different and retirement plans just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And these fiduciary advisors is kind of a new term that we're using now to describe those particular individuals.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Rick. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to let Rick finish his thought. And then I'm going to ask Rick a little bit about the stock market. I want to ask him a couple of things. I got some questions for him. And we'll do that right after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Pena's here, too, because he's been providing us with some really good stuff. I like it when you come back from school, from your education programs, Rick, because you bring us the latest and the greatest in the area of financial planning and investments. I want you to finish your thought on what you wanted to tell us that you learned I think you probably need to tell us a couple of these prohibitive practices. Then I want to ask you something about the stock market. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, let me just finish up with this new term called the fiduciary advisory, and that's a person who helps reduce the fiduciary liability on behalf of the employer, and also to do one-on-one investment advice, for participants in the plan. So just want to finish it up to saying that there's a lot of tools out there for you employers and employees to think about going down the road, and you'll see some more notices come out as they continue to refine the provisions of this particular act.
What about when you say prohibitive transactions, what does that mean?
Well, whenever you hear the word prohibitive transactions, those are self-dealing or conflicts of interest or divided loyalty. Remember, a fiduciary has a very special role. The interest of the client has to come first and foremost. So some of the examples of prohibited transactions is where a person will start taking loans out of the retirement plan for their own interest, like say an employer borrows money, and loans are not available to everybody else, but they'll just do it on their own. They'll transfer assets. You know, people go to jail for these type of things. They'll start transferring assets out. They won't credit a person's account. There's lots of things that are prohibited transactions in the law.
And folks, these new protections for employers that we were talking about earlier have nothing to do with prohibitive transactions.
Yeah, that's prohibitive transactions.
That's a different thing.
It's very specific, right?
Right. And prohibitive transactions is when you do things that are prohibited.
Right.
So pay attention to that, Rick. The market, the stock market, is the Dow Jones is going through the roof. Every index that I know of, and I'm not an expert like you are, but every index I know of except NASDAQ is higher than it's ever been. NASDAQ is growing. Of course, it got up to over 5,000 once upon a time, which was pretty ridiculous. But anyway, the stock market is doing great, right?
Right.
So if somebody's thinking about getting in, they've just gone to work for somebody, there's a 401k available, or maybe whatever, they may want to invest some money. Is the stock market a good place to put it? I mean, are we buying at the most expensive values right now? And is there, you know, I mean, obviously you don't know if there's a correction coming, but what do you tell your people about getting into the stock market?
Boy, Jim, that's a great question. And I guess kind of rephrase the question is, when's a good time to invest and what should we do looking ahead? And, of course, no one knows for sure, do they? And part of the reason they don't know is because the stock market has so many variables that it's very, very hard to quantify. But the big point, Jim, the two emotions that move the market, at least most people agree, are both fear and greed. And that fear and greed move the market psychologically, so it's very hard to quantify that human emotion. So therefore, as kind of a thing to look for going forward, I think a person has to determine, you know, are they in it for the long run or the short run? What about their risk profile, their personality? You know, are they conservative? Are they moderate? Are they aggressive? And once they've kind of nailed down their risk tolerance and their time horizon, then they want to make sure they've got a good balance. You know, in real estate, we talk about location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
In the investment world, we use the D word, triple D. In other words, diversify, and once you think you diversified even more, because the only way that you can protect yourself is to be broad-based, to have both international as well as domestic, to have growth.
Do you think that the stock market is overpriced right now?
I'm not sure if it's overpriced, but I will say this. We know that historically this has been one of the best runs since World War II. We've had, 48 months of just mm-hmm. constant rising. Mm-hmm. And I personally don't believe, and I may be wrong, but I just don't believe this is going to continue forever.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually the market has to take a breather.
Right.
Market goes in cycles.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hey, Rick, give us that website again, please.
Okay, it's www.pinionfinancial.com.
It's a good website, folks. Lots of good stuff there. Lots of good tables and calculators that Rick makes available for you for free. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today, and let's do it again another day.
Sure.
Thanks. Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be another hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.